Hey, you. What are you doing up? Oh, you can't sleep again? Oh, honey, I'm sorry. Oh, me? Oh, no, I just got up to go head to the bathroom and realized you weren't in bed next to me. Oh, come on, baby. What do you say we just head back to bed? It's pretty late, you know? Severe case of insomnia? Oh, again? Oh, baby, I'm sorry. Is there anything worrying you, or do you want to talk about it? Huh? I see. Oh, darling, I'm sorry. No wonder you can't sleep, you poor thing. Can I help in any way? Could I maybe make you some tea or hot cocoa? That always seems to do the trick when you're having trouble sleeping. Oh, you already have a drink? Well, okay. Then I think maybe heading back to bed and trying again might be a good idea. What do you say? Yeah? Come on then. Come with me. Yes. Bring your glass of water with you, you cutie. Come on. I will drag you back there if I have to. That's it, sweetness. Okay, you get in here with me and I'll keep you all nice and snug. Yeah, that's it. Come here. Come in close to me, baby. Let me wrap my arms around you and you just nestle into my chest and I'll hold you nice and tight. Shh, it's okay. Just relax, sweetheart. Relax into me. Let me take care of you. Okay? Oh, baby, no. This totally counts. You're stressed and suffering from insomnia. That deserves some looking after. And besides, I want to help you feel better if I can. You looked pretty upset when I found you in the living room. Yeah, right. Because nothing is notorious for keeping you awake at 3 a.m. Okay. I'm sorry to tease, but it's true, sweetheart. This is the 5th day in a row now that you haven't been able to sleep. I'm honestly starting to get a little worried about you. If this doesn't get better, we might have to take you to the doctor. Well, I don't know. Maybe they'll prescribe sleeping pills or send you to a sleep clinic or something. But if there are remedies we can try, it's worth a shot, right? Oh, no, baby. Oh, no, I'm sure it's nothing serious. You've been under a lot of stress lately. That beautiful brain of yours has been putting up with more than it can handle at the moment. It's okay. It'll pass. We just might need a helping hand until then. That's all. Yeah. Are you sure you're okay, sweetheart? You seem anxious. Yeah? Like a tightness in your chest? Okay, that's all right, honey. I just want you to just try to slow your breathing down for me, okay? You're okay. It's gonna be all right. No, it's okay. You're not going to have an attack, baby. I promise. Anxiety is horrible, I know, but breathing slowly and deeply, it does help. Here, just hold on to me, okay? You're in our bed, and you're safe in my arms. Nothing bad is happening. Nothing at all. I promise. Ah, that's good. That's good, sweetheart. You're doing very, very well. Nice, deep breaths. In for three, and out for three. Okay? That's it, baby. It's okay. It's all okay. There. Isn't that a bit better? That's it. Just hold on to me, baby. I'm here for you. Shh. Easy, baby. Easy. That's it. Ah, you're okay. I've got you, baby. You're safe and sound with me. Shh, it's okay. Yeah, just focus on my voice. My hands stroking your hair, squeezing you close to me. That's it. Nice, deep breaths. Just try and let everything fade away from your mind. Imagine still water and trees gently swaying in the breeze. A place where everything is calm and quiet. Yes, that's it, baby. Don't think about anything else. You just let yourself drift off to sleep. I've got the rest. Okay? Yeah. That's it, baby. You're okay, see? Just let it all go. I'm going to be here until it's all over and this subsides. Yes. Of course, I promise. Just keep breathing for me, nice and slow. That's my love. Oh, sweetie, you are worth so much. You're a wonderful person, capable of equally wonderful things, no matter what your anxiety tells you. You're so loving and kind and generous. You're creative and a bit quirky, and you procrastinate, a lot. But that's okay, because, well, it's part of who you are. All parts of you are worth loving, no matter what you might believe. You are your mistakes and shortcomings, but you're also the growth and knowledge and maturity that comes from those things. Maybe I'm not phrasing this as well as I should. What I'm trying to say, baby, is it doesn't matter if you're not perfect. You don't have to be. No one is. No one expects you to be either. Perfection is an ill-formed construct, and one we pressure ourselves with all the time. We're all flawed and imperfect, but it's beautiful. You don't actively hurt people. You've always learned from any mistakes, and I see the effort that you put in to better yourself for next time. You never give up on yourself, and that's what I love about you. That's hardly a person that deserves all of these negative thoughts. Baby, please just believe me when I say that I love you so, so much. You're the most amazing person I've ever met. And I want to take all of this pain away from you. If I could, I would take all of it. I really would. No. Shh, it's okay. No apologies, baby. Just close your eyes for me. You feel all nice and warm and safe in my arms, don't you? Yeah, nothing can hurt you here. Not even your own thoughts. Yes, this is an official self-deprecation free zone. No bad thoughts allowed. Oh, well, of course not. Why would I mind? Baby, no, you need some TLC right now. Anything that's gonna make you feel better? Well, I'm all in favor of it. How about we call the doctor tomorrow, okay? Just to be safe. Yeah, it's okay, baby. Everything is gonna be just fine. I promise. I've got you, so it's okay. Shh, it's all right. You can sleep now. Yeah, there you go, baby. Slow, even breaths. Just let yourself relax. Yes, that's my love. I love you so, so much. And I always will. Yes, forever and always. Every part of you.